I'm totally bullish on the people we're seeing, the pipeline of companies, the quality of those seeking investment, and their ability to scale from Vermont or where the heck they choose to live. And that has changed, and it's awesome to see.
Welcome to Learning Life.
And the thing that I've realized, from the CEO to the NFL football player to the Jadener, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
But you have to be willing to say and point out the things that need to be said.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Welcome to Learning Life with John Toda. My guests today are Dave Bradbury and Sam Roach Gerber. Dave has been president of VSET for almost 15 years, and over the past 5 years at VSET, Sam has managed community engagement, served as director of innovation, and most recently as vice president. Together, Dave and Sam also co-host the popular Start Here podcast show for the past 5 years, interviewing well-established and up-and-coming entrepreneurs right here in the Green Mountains. Both Dave and Sam have also served as entrepreneurship instructors at Middlebury College. They've launched the Female Founders Speaker Series together, and Dave also serves as the fund manager at Vermont Seed Capital. I don't think you can find two individuals more committed to furthering entrepreneurship in Vermont than Dave and Sam. So I'm excited to have them on the Vermont Local Show with us today. Dave and Sam, welcome to Learning Life.
Hey, John. So happy to be here today.
Thanks, John.
Hey, so I am really excited to interview you two because for the last 15 years, you've been doing so much and you're involved in so many different entrepreneurial activities here in Burlington and Vermont overall. But first question I have for everyone, and we'll kind of bounce back and forth between the two of you, is how you got to Vermont, or are you from Vermont originally? So Dave, why don't you kick us off? What brought you to Vermont in the first place?
I'm a Mass native, a Mass hole from Littleton, Mass, and we had a family vacation home at Exit 1 in Queechy, Vermont. And then I went to college here at UVM and have been here mostly since then.
Nice. And Sam, how did you get here?
Well, I'm going to share Dave's word. I'm also a Mass hole, and I use that with a lot of love behind it. But I'm from Western Massachusetts. I went to Northeastern in Boston and quickly found out I was not a city girl. So after college, I traveled a little bit and then, you know, looked at a map and said, where do I want to be? And Burlington, Vermont sounded pretty damn good between the beer, the food, the music, the mountains, and the lake. So I think I was here for about 24 hours before I decided I wanted to call it home. And so it really kind of got my heart right away. And, you know, every parent's worst nightmare, I took a part-time unpaid internship and sort of from there basically used serendipity as my guide and have been completely blessed to encounter a bunch of really amazing mentors that made my life here in Vermont possible.
I love it. And I think we hear that same theme with so many of the people we talk to, is that it's the quality of life that brings you here. And then you realize what a cool community it is, and you just want to stay and be part of it and figure out how you can do more. So I think it's great. It's great to see what you guys have been doing. So for anybody who doesn't know what VSET is, Dave, can you just kind of give us the overview, what the acronym stands for and what your mission is there?
Happy to. The Vermont Center for Emerging Technologies, or VSET. We opened in 2005, really through the efforts of Senator Leahy, UVM, the Vermont Technology Council, and the state of Vermont to start off as a business incubator, kind of classic university incubator. That failed, was irrelevant. We regrouped. I joined in 2007, and we set about to create a nonprofit, impact-oriented organization that delivers actionable advantages to entrepreneurs wherever they are and whatever stage they're at across Vermont. So this is the people they need to meet to get ahead, the programs and resources they need to identify and benefit from, and the protein or the capital sources to start and scale their organizations.
Yeah, I love the mission. And Sam, from your perspective, you've served a lot of different roles with VSET over the years. Why don't you just kind of talk a little bit about some of those different roles and what the focus has been in the entrepreneurial community here?
Yeah, sure. So when Dave brought me in 5 years ago, you know, my background had been basically in customer service and sales. And, you know, I knew nothing about investing. I knew nothing about tech companies. So I really felt like a fish out of water. But at the time, you know, Dave and the vice president at the time were really focused on the seed fund and advising. And that's a lot of the work that we do at VSET. It's probably 80%. But sort of the other side of things, the sort of community, the membership of our co-working folks, the marketing, communications, you know, that stuff was sort of suffering. You know, Dave was doing all this incredible work and folks didn't really know about it if they weren't sort of keyed in. So Dave brought me in initially to get operations sort of up and running and smooth and take some of the friction out of that, and then start to tell the story of VSET and update that a little bit. And so that's sort of where I started and really surprised myself on how much I loved that tech community and entrepreneurship, and started to get a little bit more intrigued by the advising and investing side of things. And, you know, to Dave's credit, from day one at VSET, he said, here's my calendar, come to any meeting that you want to come to. And that's really how I started to dip my toe into the advising and the investing side of VSET.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. And so, yeah, I guess the separation to some extent for the both of you is, it sounds like, Dave, you're out there creating opportunities for the businesses, whether it's partnerships or investment, things like that, to help them grow and scale. And Sam, you're really focused on building out this entrepreneurial community, getting more exposure for the mission, and just really getting the word out across the members and making sure they're all collaborating and helping each other. Dave, is that kind of the way that things are working essentially today?
Yeah, I think that describes it accurately. And, you know, I think with Sam, she didn't have the experience. I'm not sure she could spell entrepreneurship, because few can, but you hire the person, right? And she wants it. She hustles. She's a total badass and has grown and delivers services to entrepreneurs and members and our partners across the state, like few others do. So it's a real joy that she, along with our other team member, Phoebe Lowe, are trying to do good and work with, heck, we've worked with over 359 startups so far in the first 10 months of our fiscal year. So it's busy.
It's great to see. And I know, I think Michael Lee, who came on the show recently, he got me turned on to, I think the app is a Mighty Network or something like that, that Phoebe uses. And he puts such great stuff out there, always trying to form connections in the community. I'm kind of an external piece of that, but it's great to see. I love to see how you're building everything out. And so it's emerging technology companies, or that's kind of the focus. Are all the companies you're working with, the entrepreneurs you're helping, does it have to be technology related, or are you kind of expanded at this point to helping any entrepreneurs? There's some kind of clarification there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I inherited the word technologies. Right. And I think we tend to look at it more expansively, like, are you tech enabled? Right. And we'll try to focus and, again, deliver very precise, contemporary, valuable and actionable resources, coaching, mentorship, capital for businesses in those lanes. Now, depending on what program you're accessing, if it's co-working, we have writers and artists and engineers side by side in our co-working facility in downtown Burlington. And I think we're about 180 members today, and that's the petri dish, right? Where curation and collision leads to magic and friendship and new company success. So it's really tough to say what a technology is or isn't today, right? There's very few that are off in the woods alone doing something by candlelight. But I think, you know, we've had to change and evolve. And I think we chose early on to say what we don't want to do, because we didn't know where technology was headed, right? No one does. But we wanted to listen to the entrepreneur, and we said, you know what, we're not going to spend a lot of our time on sort of traditional retail, restaurants, and real estate kinds of businesses, or other groups like the Vermont SBDC or Center for Women in Enterprise that do a much better job than we do. And we'll try to stay in our lane and be the best that we can be for our companies.
Yeah, and I think your point's right, too. There's so many businesses today that couldn't exist without some form of technology embedded into their model. And certainly it's kind of nice to know that you've got that theme. And now, Sam, when you're working really closely with the members and just all the partners that you're dealing with, what are some of the things that you're seeing, challenges that they're dealing with, things that are coming up over and over again that you're helping them with? You're so tapped into this entrepreneurial community. What's kind of the pulse of it right now that you're seeing?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. I'm telling everyone this lately, and I keep checking on myself and saying, do I still believe this? And I really do. And it's that I'm more optimistic than I've ever been. You know, I've been doing this, like I said, for 5 years, and we're busier than ever. There's more entrepreneurs than ever. So, you know, Dave and I have never been busier, really, which is crazy. In 2021, I think we we didn't know what to expect, really. But it's been off the charts. And I think the cool thing is that these businesses that we work with one-on-one, you know, a lot of the times it can be a really sort of tech-focused business, or like Dave mentioned, maybe a product, you know, maple syrup or something that's just an e-commerce product. But at the end of the day, it often comes down to the same patterns, right? I think the first thing, and one of the reasons I think VSET's been so successful, is that we focus first on trust, on building trust with the entrepreneur, because if they don't trust us, we're never going to help them, right? They're never going to open up to us, and we're never going to sort of break through. And the next, I think, is understanding what their goals are. For a lot of the folks we work with, it's just they're so focused on their product or their service or you know, what their day-to-day looks like, that they haven't taken that step back and asked themselves, why am I doing this? And what do I want my life to look like, right? So I think a lot of the times where we're most successful is starting with those really basic questions and helping them find clarity there. And then all of a sudden they leave with a really clear roadmap of what to do next, and removing those barriers. And you know, the easy calls for Dave and I are the ones that are like, hey, I need, you know, $25,000 to do this, right? We can solve that really easily. You know, the longer conversations are the ones that we're helping people figure out really what they want to do at the end of the day and what their goals are. And so I think that's the biggest thing that comes up for me, is just getting clarity on what it is you want to do. And then once we have that, we can help remove those barriers. And that's what gets me out of bed every day.
Yeah, I love that perspective. And I think it's such a cool way to look at it too, because you don't set out to build your business and your life here in Vermont if quality of life wasn't one of the important aspects for you. And so it's so cool that you're helping people focus on that and get to clarity. I guess my follow-on question for you, Dave, on that would be, you're so focused on the investment side and running the seed fund, and then we're kind of talking a little bit like building lifestyle businesses, but then you're also helping them get investment money in. Where do you see the cross section there? Is that a challenge for you? Or is it something that you love, just helping people build businesses that provide a good lifestyle as well? And sometimes they need small seed money to get that up and running. How's that experience going?
You know, I think our model of people, places, and capital that we've had for the last 11 years is really where accelerators and co-working spaces are getting to today. I think we did it early and, you know, won a couple of international awards and recognition from our peers as a result. But to be able to flow from sort of the formative stages, that trust and authenticity, so someone can just say, hey, I'm thinking of leaving my employer and doing this, right? We can begin to work and shape over a number of years. And I'm very much involved in that, as well as Sam. And then, you know, sometimes I need money, sometimes I need customers, sometimes I need teammates or co-founders, and we'll work on that. You know, I think there isn't a hard and fast division of labor. I mean, we have 2.5 full-time people serving 6.3 million acres here in Vermont. So we're spread pretty thin. Thank God we've got great partners and this network of other innovation hubs have set up around, so that we could scale and try to serve more folks reasonably over time. And, you know, the investment stuff, I think, is, you know, it's sort of like a sexy topic, but I think it comes with a lot of humility and a lot of responsibility to take the long-term view. To Sam's point, why are you raising capital? What's the right choice? Do you know the trade-offs of taking other people's money? And are we the best source? And I think the most valuable meetings that Sam and I have with folks is when we say, stop, we're going to put down our checkbook. Let's just talk about the business, how we de-risk, how we help you and your team get to your next hurdle or your goal. And for some, that might be a team of 10 people working in downtown Woodstock, or it could be a billion-dollar renewable battery company in Waterbury. We don't care. And I think that's where there's a little bit of the magic and the specialness of our fit here in Vermont.
Yeah, I think it's such a refreshing perspective to hear it from someone who's been so involved in the industry and raising money for people and helping them get it. But it's not always the right solution for everyone. I know when I raised money for my first company, as soon as you take that first dollar, it changes everything about your business. And I don't think everyone knows that when they go out to get the money. You find that out afterwards sometimes. And so I love what you're doing. You've got so many different things going on beyond just, you know, the core job of VSET. And like you said, you've got limited resources there. So it's pretty amazing. I want to talk about a couple of these other things so that all the listeners know. First, the Female Founders Speaker Series. I know that you both work on that together. Sam, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? What was the purpose of it? What's going on with that now? And what should our listeners know about the speaker series?
Yeah, thanks for asking. As with sort of everything that Dave and I do together, you know, we operate very much like a startup, which is really rare for a nonprofit. And I think that's what keeps both of us so energized and excited about what we're doing. And we have a really amazing, very flexible board of directors that allows us to do that and behave that way and sort of trust Dave and I in terms of what we see and what we want to do about it. So basically, we saw a void. At some point in early 2016, Dave and I looked at each other and like, are you seeing like an insane number of absolutely badass female founders and women entrepreneurs like just doing their thing? And there's just not enough people talking about it. And so we saw that as a problem, because mentorship and seeing someone like yourself doing something incredible is the most motivational thing in the world. And so we've always sort of believed in storytelling. And so we felt like there was this void, and we thought these stories need to be told. So we decided that a speaker series was the best way to do that and the most authentic way. And frankly, I have a habit of not planning an event that I wouldn't actually want to go to myself, which has served me pretty well over the years. And so we partnered with Hotel Vermont, who, you know, is one of the coolest spaces in downtown Burlington, and RETN, which is a, you know, local TV and radio, and they're the media factory now, I believe, for public access. And we said, how can we make this as accessible as possible? And basically, we have turned it into an event series where we do 3 events per year in November, January, and March, which, if you live in Vermont, you know, are the potentially ugliest and most depressing months of the year. So we give folks something to look forward to. And we feature a certain industry or a certain stage of business. And we do sort of a panel, really casual, sort of intimate conversation among women who have started businesses or are leaders in those spaces. And it's, you know, pretty small, you know, in person, it's about 100 people. And there's, you know, drinks, and there's apps, and we just get real. And we talk about, you know, what challenges they've had and why they're doing what they're doing and what they wish they had known. And we loved it, you know, when it first started. We're now getting into season 6 this year, which is crazy. But I think the real reason we keep doing it is not only because it sells out every time, but because, you know, Dave and I get these emails after that say, hey, I just want you to know I started my business after I went to your Female Founders event in November. Like I would never have done it if I hadn't heard those women's stories. And that's happened probably 5 or 6 times. And honestly, John, that's enough for us to keep on doing it.
And Dave, from your perspective, speaking about entrepreneurs getting started in Vermont, you've been helping people for so long. And what has changed in the last 15 years? What's maybe different and easier today that you're seeing? And what challenges have been consistent all along and still need to be worked on?
I think in 2007, VSET, we helped 58 companies. And this year, we're going to be close to 400. So the quality, the breadth, the connectedness of founders, the resource providers, the other hubs we work with, is there. And it's taken 5-6 years to sort of build this system out. So I call total bullshit when people say it's fragmented in Vermont. It's usually people that, you know, read a headline but don't do the work to look into that. I really do think help is accessible. It may not always be the best quality, but you're started down that trip. So I think, one, we're more connected. There's more resources. They're better. And it's not just in Vermont. Like, you know, VSET companies, we work with the best technology accelerator programs around the country and world. Mass Challenge, Techstars, Blueprint down in New York. You know, if your business needs to go somewhere else for a few months, right, and really accelerate, then do it. Like, and I think that's our also one of our advantages, like what's right for the business. We hope it stays and remains and thrives here in Vermont. That's our expectation, but you got to do what you got to do and where. And I think that's changed and evolved. And, you know, I started out in economic development working in the Howard Dean administration when I started working in Vermont. And back then, economic development was here or there. right? Build the plant in Essex or in Armonk or Fishkill, New York. And now it's and. The conjunction is and. How do I build a company in Boston and in Brattleboro, in Burlington and in Waterbury? And that's where co-working, broadband, sort of the tools that have been created at the enterprise level that allow teams to collaborate. And we've seen this thrive and change during the COVID period. So I'm totally bullish on the people we're seeing, the pipeline of companies, the quality of those seeking investment, and their ability to scale from Vermont or where the heck they choose to live. And that has changed. And it's awesome to see.
I love that comment of just you can be Burlington and somewhere else, and you don't need to be totally localized anymore. It's so easy to be operating in multiple cities and as much or as little as you need to. So, yeah, awesome point on that. And so I really want to shift gears here and talk about your podcast show that you co-host, Start Here. You've had such amazing guests on the show. Pretty much every notable entrepreneur in the area has been a guest on your show. I know you guys have been running it. I think it's been like 5 years. So Sam, tell us, what's the purpose of Start Here and what's your favorite aspect of it?
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, I think Dave and I are both learning so much from you on how to improve our quality. So good looks there. The origin story of Start Here is much like the Female Founders speaker series. And it actually happened around the same time. And it was that need for storytelling. But I think Dave is always one for like, you know, how can we make content that lives on, right? And I think it's because we have such a small team. You know, we'd love to do a bunch of writing, but it's just unrealistic for the sort of time that we have. And so a podcast, you know, in 2016, they were really starting to blow up and no one was really doing it in Vermont, you know, at least in the sort of entrepreneurship scene. And so that was sort of the idea behind it, but really it was about accessibility too. So, you know, at the time, obviously we were like streaming our female founders events, but they were still in person. So in Burlington and very Chittenden County focused. And so we always are striving to reach every corner of the state, whether Dave and I are driving out to, you know, due north in Lindenville to visit their entrepreneurs or, you know, driving down to Brattleboro and whatnot. But, you know, you can only do that so many times a year, right? So with a podcast, we said we can share these stories everywhere and we can do it for free, right? And so that was where it started. And, you know, one of my first, and this was, you know, me being naive and just starting at Visa, but I said, you know, Dave, how many episodes can we realistically do, right? I mean, are there really enough entrepreneurs here to make this a long-term gig? And, you know, we're 57 episodes in and there's no end in sight. You know, Dave and I have this like endless spreadsheet and constant emails of folks like, have you met this person? You totally have to have them on the show. And I think that's such a testament to Vermont. And I think part of what I'm sure you're experiencing with your sort of local season here is like, you kind of go into it like, all right, who should I interview? And then 10 minutes later, you're like, oh my God, how am I ever going to get all these interviews in?
I know. Yeah. And that's the same experience for me. Cause I said, okay, we'll do this season and you know, it might last for, you know, 2 or 3 months. And I look at just the list of episodes we already have scheduled. I'm like, I don't know when you'll ever end it. And it's so great, right? Like you guys are seeing the same thing and you are obviously you've been doing this for years. There's really no shortage of great stories and interesting characters building businesses here. It's such a great aspect of podcasting and capturing these stories. So do you have plans for where you're going with Start Here? Anything new and different that our listeners should know about with it?
Well, you know, if Dave and I get our shit together here, we'll actually start marketing the thing. because really, we put it on our website. You know, obviously, you can listen to it anywhere, but we don't market it at all. And we really need to do that because I think about these episodes we've done, like you said, years ago. And I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, I just listened to your, you know, Ethan Bechtel episode or your Alan Newman episode. And I'm like, oh, my God, that was so long ago. But it just shows that the content lives on. So I think for us, it's just reaching a broader audience and actually starting to promote it a little bit. But yeah, we're going to continue to record and we really love doing it. It's so much fun, of course, as you know.
Can I share an example? Like last night at the Launch VT event, this sort of scary looking dude, all scraggly, comes up. He's like, hey, David. And I'm like, hi. I didn't recognize him. His voice sounded familiar. And he's like, I've been listening to the podcast since we met. And you gave me great advice. You told me how stupid what I was doing and trying. And I said, wow, I'm an ass. And he said, no, it was so helpful. He goes, and we worked on it for 3 extra years. And I said, like, what brings you here now? He's like, well, I just finally moved here. And I said, oh my gosh, you were working for the Zappos founder, Tony Zai, in Las Vegas. He's like, yeah. And this was 2013 when we met, okay? He was thinking about coming here. And he listened to our podcast intermittently throughout. And I think one of the advantages, this is a way to market Vermont, tell the stories of the aspiring, the accidental, and the active entrepreneur, right? So our college graduates can listen after they maybe leave and are thinking of coming back, or my mom can send it to somebody else's family. And I think it's the long game. And that's why I love the podcast you're doing, telling stories in new and different ways than we do. And it's been a real treat to do.
Yeah, I think that's such a great distinction, because I've seen the same thing. Like, as you guys know, my audience was not in Vermont at all originally with Learning Life. And now that we've shifted to this local focus, our audience is growing, you know, obviously really fast here. But I keep getting feedback from our regular listeners saying, I love hearing these stories about Vermont. They just never saw Vermont in this light. I think when people think of businesses in Vermont, they're like Ben and Jerry's and farms, right? And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot more going on here. But yeah, I think you're 100% right. It's a great way to reach more people, get the message out there. And we'll start with some marketing here for all of our listeners. Check out the Start Here podcast wherever you get your podcast. You guys are on all the major channels, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. And you guys do a great job with your interviews there. And again, like I said before, so many notable entrepreneurs, regardless of whether you're listening in Vermont or anywhere, these are really awesome business builders. And you guys are doing a great job putting a spotlight on them. So thanks for all you're doing in that area, too. I think it's super cool. And so final thing I want to ask you about, obviously, you guys have your hands in so many of the different entrepreneurial activities here. What is the biggest, most important thing that our listeners should know about, whether they're in Vermont or not, that VSET's got coming and that you guys are excited about? Dave, tell me, like, top thing that everyone should be checking out.
I think the Vermont Startup Collective, vermontstartupcollective.com, is a free network of doers, makers, founders, investors, offering free peer-to-peer advice on a variety of topics, so that as we live in rural places or are new to an area, we can connect and find our tribe. And we've got over 800 members. We don't really market or push things, but high engagement, and we hope it helps folks. We know it does, given the feedback, so all are welcome.
Very cool. Very cool. And Sam, anything for our listeners that you think they should be looking at and learning more about with you guys?
I think I just got to echo Dave on the Vermont Startup Collective. It's really the go-to entrepreneurial community online. And, you know, even if you spend your summers in Vermont and you want to know more about what's going on, it's really the place to be. You know, we have a couple rules on there, and one of them's don't sell, you know, pay it forward, ask for help or advice or feedback. And the other is basically be kind. And with those two simple rules, we're starting to see just a really incredible supportive community come together. So I'm just going to have to put my weight behind the same suggestion that Dave had, is check out the Startup Collective.
Awesome. Awesome. So for all of our listeners, wherever you are, couple things, definitely check out the Vermont Startup Collective. Wherever you're listening, go check out the Start Here podcast. Those interviews are just awesome. And there's so many great people that you could be exploring and learning more about. And thank you, Sam, Dave. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It's just so interesting to hear all the different things you're doing. And we love the experience you were able to share with us today.
Thanks, John. It's always so much fun to chat with you. And thanks again for doing what you're doing. And yeah, keep them coming, because we're big fans.
Thanks, John, very much.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here each week. As you know, we have a new episode that comes out every Tuesday. So wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe, leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. And until our next episode, happy learning. Hey everyone, John Toda here. I want to thank you for tuning into the show each week. We love our Learning Life community and are so grateful for your support. We'd appreciate it if you would take a minute to rate us and write a review for Learning Life wherever you're listening right now. Your ratings and comments help new people find the show so we can keep growing our community and bringing great interviews on the topics you care most about.